It is midweek, Macca. We're back with Denise. Oh, hey.
I'm going to talk about your telly bits now, Denise.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, you've done some bits in your time, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Well, I have been around quite a long time.
Oh, haven't we all, girl?
And in fact, at the moment, well, a few weeks ago, I kept getting all these messages from people, and every single series it looked like that I'd ever done is being repeated channel on the telly, just to remind me of how young I was how youth is wasted
but Denise,
on the young.
Denise, think of the repeat fees.
No, I'm afraid the repeat fees, you couldn't buy a packet of bloody crisps.
Really?
Oh my God, you're not kidding. Don't get me started.
You're looking cracking. We've got a picture in front of us here of you, and so you're looking really, we're going to come to that shortly, and what you've been up to and keep him well and stuff. And what's nice, we're talking about obviously family and stuff like, you're Tim in Benidorm.
Yeah.
What's that all about? I can't be doing with men dressing as women, can you?
I know, it's appalling. especially when your father is called Raquel after Raquel Welch, like
don't,
mine is.
Don't. I haven't told the boys yet. Yeah, yeah. That's funny
so
as well,
I've,
isn't it?
I've had, you know, since I was a child, my father is dressed as a woman, and I thought that was the end of that. But then, of course, then my, you know, now ex-husband, bless him, then goes and gets this role. And then, in the new year, I'm doing a new sitcom based, and I'm not playing the transgender character, but I'm playing the mother of someone who's going out with a transgender character. Hey. So I just can't get away with it all.
This is just crazy.
You know,
this is crazy,
isn't it? it's a great part he has in Benidorm. And I mean, let's be honest, he makes a bloody attractive woman.
You
can imagine how proud the kids are when people go, you look like your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
do you know what, Denise? I loved you in Alvida Zeng Pet.
Oh my God, that was only one scene.
But it was a great scene.
For dodgy reasons.
Thank you.
Listen, all this reality stuff's kicking off at the moment, isn't it? This Big Brother.
When I was in it, myself, I had such a horrendous time. In hindsight, it was a catalyst to be turning my life around because of things I discovered about myself and decisions I made when I was in there, and I felt very bullied and it was a horrible atmosphere. But it did turn my life around. But now, from the outside, because I know what it's like to be in there, I am totally obsessed with this. And I've never watched the, in inverted commas, normal Big Brother before. I've always just watched the celebrity one because it's shorter and I've always got a couple of mates in it.
Yeah.
But I'm totally obsessed with it. You can tell from Twitter.
People now are famous for doing nothing, aren't they?
We know about that, don't we?
I need an hour's show to go because you'll get me on my soapbox about this. If you say to a 12-year-old child now, what do you want to do when you grow up? They'll say, I want to be famous. And you go, well, that's brilliant. What do you want to be famous for?
Yeah.
And they look at you as if you've got two heads. They go, what do you mean? I go, no, that's great wanting to be famous.
Do you want to be famous? Yeah.
And they just, but the thing is, this country has allowed people to have that as a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why the drama side of things is suffering so much, because, of course, it's such cheap television to just put cameras on people's real lives.
That's right.
Let me tell you, I am as addicted as anybody to the Real Housewives franchise.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sit there. That's my meditation, just sitting and watching. And my friend produces Made in Chelsea, so I know how it all works. I know it's all set up. I know, you know,
I still know it, but
I'm addicted to it. And, of course, for them to make those shows is so cheap, so the drama's suffering.
Oh, it's not right, is it? It's not right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure speaking to Denise Walsh.
Yay!
Yay!